Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring it, bring up whatever you'd like as we kick off another edition of the Saturday Show. We are here live, and we will take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live, of course. That's the point of the program. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, the number, 800-259-9231. We invite you also to our website, where you will find a variety of different features, and you'll find that they're completely free. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. Everything you see on the front page has been promoted there by other listeners, so you can submit something that you find interesting on the web. It comes up in our upcoming stories queue, and then you can vote on what you like or dislike, and others will vote as well. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. So start things out. Go a little international news, Mark, from the Great Britain. I believe they've got, the government health care there, the one single-payer system, as it's been called, monopoly health care.
Public health care.
Yeah, government-run health care services. And of course, a lot of people in this country are kind of chomping at the bit to bring a program like that here because, well, I mean, you look at the cost of health care, and it's very expensive. Now, of course, there are reasons for that. We can get into that here in a moment. But you look at the cost of health care just kind of on a surface level, and I think most people don't take... They don't really think beyond the surface on a lot of issues, so they look at the cost of health care and they say, oh, wow, it's really expensive. Sure would be nice if that was free. Of course, it's not really free. It's really being paid for by tax dollars.
If you think it's expensive now, just wait until it's free.
Yeah. So there are lots of ins and outs of this, but it's instructive to look at other countries that are doing this government-run healthcare system and see just how things are working out for them. And over in Great Britain, they are doing it there and in a number of other countries as well. Of course, we've heard plenty of horror stories from people in Canada who have, for instance, had some sort of an issue and some kind of a health issue, and they've been diagnosed. And of course, they have to wait for a while before they'll even see the specialist who can diagnose them. And then if the specialist decides that something should be done, and they go on another waiting list, and hopefully they'll
Most
still
of them
be
just
alive.
Come to America and get it fixed.
If they can afford to come to America and get it fixed.
Yeah, but you don't really hear news stories about those people. You know, poor people, whatever.
Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that no one, you know, the government doesn't care and the newspapers don't care about poor people not getting health care.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I think that some people
care.
Then
why don't they report
that?
It more often?
I don't know, Mark. I don't live in
they don't care.
Canada, and I don't live near one of the borders.
I'm just go out on a limb. I'm going out on a limb, man.
So anyway, my point being that in other countries, you know, we can take a look and see exactly how things operate. And usually what you end up seeing is that there's a lot of waiting for people with problems, that in many cases they'll die while they wait, and or the tumor will get larger while they wait, or whatever the situation is. It's got time to get worse. And, of course, people were told, well, you know, hey, it's free, so whatever. Why are you complaining?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, if you think it's hard to sue a hospital, try to sue the government.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened over in the UK?
Well, this one, it's a news story because it was not a poor person. As a matter of fact, it was, this is from dailymail.co.uk and by a Daily Mail reporter. Former NHS director, that's the National Health Service, dies after operation is canceled four times at her own hospital.
Hmm.
A former NHS director died after waiting for 9 months for an operation at her own hospital. Margaret Hitchin, a former mayor also, had been waiting since... This is she was an elected official for 30 years.
Hmm.
Had been waiting since June for a follow-up stomach operation at Bloomfield Hospital in Chelmsford, Essex. But her appointments
wow.
to go under the knife were canceled four times, and she had barely regained consciousness after finally having surgery. Her devastated husband, Jim, is now demanding answers from Mid-Essex Hospital Services NHS Trust, the organization where his wife had served as a non-executive member of the board of directors. He said, "I don't really know why she died. I didn't get a reason from the hospital. We all want to know for just for closure reasons. She got weaker and weaker as she waited, and operations were put off." Mr. Hutchin of Great Baddow, Essex, said his wife, 72, had initially undergone major stomach surgery last June, but the follow-up procedures were repeatedly abandoned. The former mayor remained at the hospital for months, but her family feared she was becoming institutionalized and decided to bring her home until an operation was a certainty. Mr. Hutchins, 71, said the case had been referred to the coroner because of the long time that it has taken, and in some ways he would like the coroner to order a post-mortem. The pensioner said his wife had been left very weak before her operation because she was unable to take in nutrients. It was a stomach problem, after all. Mm. From July to October, there was talk of another operation, and then between November and December, there were three or four postponements, and she was becoming so institutionalized, we decided to get her home until an operation was certain. It was a blessing because, although neither of us could have guessed it, it gave us the last month together. Hmm. Nevertheless, she was unable to take proper nourishment and went into the operation on the better side of a low state. She was very weak. Ms. Hutchins was well known for her and respected for serving in local government for the past 30 years, and she became the mayor of Chelmsford in 2006. Mike Hickory, a local Liberal Democrat counselor, Liberal Democrats are not the same thing in England as they are here, said, "We are stunned to hear that she died after the operation. There were constant delays she had to endure before surgery. We were given the very sad news, and as word spread, it threw a pall over the civic dinner. Margaret was very much loved and respected in this town."
Well, it wasn't the... She never had the operation. She had one operation a while back, and then they kept her on hold for the follow-up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the former director of this hospital. Am I clear on that?
Yeah, former director of this hospital and the local NHS director.
You know, we've seen stories over the years of how certain people seem to get better treatment than others. And it would seem like in these government-run healthcare systems, you'd think they would
some
at least...
Some animals are more equal than others, right?
Well, you'd think at least they would take care of their own.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really a black eye for them.
This is how the competence diminishes. And I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to claim that the government is better than the free market at really anything. And if they are, please call in. Let us know what it is, because I'd really be interested. And so people who are left to government health care are going to be left with a diminishing sort of healthcare system. It's going to go down, down, down over time.
It's true.
It doesn't have innovation. People don't have the same market motivations that they do in a free market. And not to say the United States is a free market.
No.
It's a long shot. As a matter of fact,
mostly socialist.
Yeah, the problems we have in this country with our healthcare system are largely caused by government intervention. More than 50 cents on every healthcare dollar are spent by the government. You can't tell me it's half a single-payer system.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, the world will come, the whole medical industry will come crashing down if the United States decides to go socialized. The reason
I don't know if that's true.
I'm going to tell you why. The reason being is that that at this point, all the R&D, and I don't mean the money, but the research and development, but it's sort of the money to do R&D comes from this country. Because elsewhere, other countries negotiate. All of Canada negotiates with drug companies in order to get what they pay. That's why we pay so much more for drugs in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So if these drug companies and these medical equipment manufacturers don't have those extra dollars that they get from the United States from our healthcare dollars, then what? Where's the innovation going to come from?
I don't know, Mark. I mean, are you telling me that there's no other marketplace in the entire world that has not been completely socialized besides
places where
the
they
US?
Use, like, sticks, bugs, and leeches to fix things. Yes, they have those.
Wow. I don't know. I would love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is this really what you want for this country? If you are one of those people that supports the government running health care, I mean, look at this. They didn't even take care of their own former director, somebody who, for decades of her life, spent in so-called service with the government, somebody who they should have been just taking care of. I mean, at the very bare minimum, you'd think they would take care of their own, but no, they left this woman to die. 1-800.
What are they doing to the average person?
Right. 800-259-9231. That's the only reason there was a news story about this, is because she's a really unusual patient. What about the usual patients? How are they being treated? And what have your experiences been if you've had to experience, unfortunately, these other healthcare systems around the world? 800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. So head over there and enjoy those. Again, archives are available, by the way, lots of them going all the way back to late 2006. All of it free for you at freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, and miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured more rooms, but we can't promise anything until after April the 17th. Rooms are as low as about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we started out talking about this healthcare story, but you don't have to talk about what we're bringing up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. And by the way, I want to welcome our brand-new affiliate listeners to News Radio 560 WGAN in Portland, Maine, like Catherine, listening in Portland to WGAN. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Catherine. Hi, guys. First time I've heard you.
Welcome.
And I am absolutely shocked.
Shocked? Why?
We're on the same date here, right? April 9th, 2011?
Yeah, that's correct.
You guys are talking about health care in England, what everybody else was talking about over a year ago. The Middle East is on fire. We have a president who is either permanently on campaign mode, permanently on vacation. We have borders that are open. We have the Muslim Brotherhood. We have George Soros trying to take down our currency with the Fed. And you're talking about health care in England?
So why don't you pick one?
What is your problem?
Why don't you pick one, Catherine? Because we've talked about all of those things in the past. So
yeah, we try not to do the same thing that other shows do. And, you know, there's really not much that I can do about those particular things. But if you want to talk about one of those, feel free.
Yeah, pick one and go ahead to get into your thoughts.
Let's talk about one thing that people can do. Let's talk about hyperinflation and food preparation.
Food preparation.
Let's talk about people storing food. Let's talk about the dollar devaluing.
Yeah, we talked about that actually last night on this program. I know you don't get the weekday show there in Portland, but we talked about how the price of silver hit $40, over $40 yesterday, I believe
it was.
Yeah,
it was almost $41, actually.
Yeah, and that's obviously a decent way to protect yourself against something like hyperinflation is by buying yourself some gold and silver and such. And, you know, storing food's never a bad idea either.
Oh, my goodness. I just, I'm sorry. I'm just, first time I heard you guys, and you're talking about healthcare in England, things that we were listening to 1 and 2 years ago. It's just shocking. And if you normally have a more varied menu, I look forward to hearing it. But
okay, great. So you don't think healthcare is an issue?
I think
healthcare is a real issue. I think the $105 billion that was hidden within healthcare for them to fund the structure of it, unbeknownst to us, is a huge issue. I think defunding it is something we drastically need to do. There's a lot of problems, but
Don't you think people should know? Maybe most people aren't like you, Catherine, and they don't listen to every single talk show that's on the radio all day, all night. I don't know what your talk radio listening habits are, but you seem to be somebody who's a junkie for talk radio, perhaps. Is it possible that folks may not know what the consequences of government-run healthcare are, or do you think everybody's like down with that at this point?
I don't know.
Okay.
If people don't know at this point, I guess they don't want to know.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
People have to be educated. We have more people on food stamps right now than we've ever had in the history of the United States. And to me, when you see
families, over 40 million.
Yep. When you see families on food stamps, to me, the next logical step that those people are going to take is they're going to get sick. And at this point, the government's feeding them. They're going to probably want the government to give them health care.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to me to chip away at the foundations of these things before people start going, building on top of them.
Thanks for the call tonight, Catherine. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Plus,
you know, we can't make everybody happy with the topics that we choose on this program, and I don't expect to, but that is why it is an open phone show, and you can bring up whatever you'd like.
It's not like it's every day that a director of the National Healthcare Service in one of the English-speaking countries around the world dies due to the poor service of said healthcare system. Usually those healthcare systems take care of their own, or their own come to the United States in order to get service. So I think you have to make hay when the sun shines, to some extent.
Yeah, I mean, what else are we going to say about the Middle East? We've talked plenty about that. What else do you say about it?
More fighting.
The U.S. government keeps getting involved in wars, and
they like wars. Pays the bills.
And therefore, they upset people. They kill innocent people, and that upsets people, and that creates more terrorism, and that creates more threat of violence against people in the United States, and so therefore it gives the government more of an excuse to continue to warmonger, and it just creates this cycle of blowback and continuous escalation that we apparently are trapped in.
It's the circle of death.
Let's go to Thomas, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Thomas.
Yes, sir. I lived in France for the last 4 years, and I have experienced the social medicine there. And I think it's a better system than what we're using now.
Is that right? Now, why is that? Why do you say that?
What's your experience?
Because they basically run it like a giant national HMO.
And why is that better?
Well, if everybody wants it run like a private corporation, Humana runs an HMO. I don't understand why it's so bad for country to run it that way.
Well, how about freedom? How about the freedom to choose?
But they did. The French people have freedom to choose. They have a private health care system that runs alongside the health care system.
Yes. And how much more expensive is the, how expensive is that private health care system?
The private health care system is, if you have a company mutual, like most of the people work there, they have a company mutual with their, that they can buy to supplement. The government will reimburse you for part of your payment to that private healthcare provider, and then your mutual will pay the other percentage, and some comes out of your pocket.
Now, since you said I'm free to choose, does that mean I'm also free to choose to not pay for the government healthcare system?
No.
You're
not free to choose that. But you get a reimbursement from them towards your private.
How much is it? What's the reimbursement difference?
They pay about 80% of what your cost is to a private health care.
So do most of the people use the public health care system?
A lot of people do use the public health care system, but you have to realize too that their system is set up so that they don't ever have to really the tax comes out of your pay, and then, they don't pay as much income tax, but they pay more social tax.
What's the social tax? I don't know what it is.
What I paid typically per month was about 1,700 euros per month out of my paycheck went to the social tax.
Is it a euro more than a dollar?
Yeah, but I made my base pay was in the, was around 65,000 euros per year.
Thomas, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Your experiences are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features that we give you there are free. We've got the bulletin board system as one of those features. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with other listeners of this program. bbs.freetalklive.com. And since we mentioned silver earlier, there are easy ways for you to get your hands on.
Yeah, lots of people, you know, talk radio is just full of ads for buying gold, and I don't think gold's a bad place to put your money right now. I do think that silver's doing better, though. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. They both go to the same place. And you can look at some coins that I've hand-picked in order to make it easy for you to comparison shop around the internet and call some of these companies. I think that's important. I think you'll find some of the best rates on gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. Whether you want it for a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, it's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Toll-free number, again, 800-259-9231. We'll continue with your calls in a moment, but I wanted to make sure we could address some of the points that Thomas had brought up. Now, Thomas said he lived in France for a long time and that he just thought that the system there was absolutely super.
It's the bee's knees.
In comparison to the United States. And as we pointed out, this is not a show where you're going to hear a defense of the U.S. system. This system that exists, the healthcare system in the U.S., sucks. But it's not as bad as if it were run fully by the government. This one's run for a good portion as far as the money that's being spent, the regulations that are placed upon the industry, significantly by the government. The government is very, very much in charge of the healthcare business in this country. However, it's not fully in charge. And I'm glad to hear that France does have a private system. That's nice to know, but it's essentially something that is only going to be, like private schools in this country, are really only going to be something for the most I don't know, upper middle class wealthy types to afford.
In this case, what the difference is, though, the private schools will not compensate you when you send your kid to public schools will not compensate you when you send your kid to a private school.
That's true.
And France's system does that. You know, I think that it's very interesting, and I'm glad it worked for him. I think that there's a couple of things that are, I always see young people defending socialized health care.
Mm-hmm.
Young people heal faster. They generally don't need the same kind of health care. Mostly what the illness that they deal with is pregnancy. Some broken bones, things like that. So they, these hospitals can be pretty good at dealing with those things. It's the older folks that are no longer paying into the system that I always feel like there's a sick kind of backdoor eugenics going on here.
Well, there's actually some level, I think, of evidence for that, because older people aren't paying into the system for the most part. Most older folks are tired. They're done. They're not working. They're not actively, paying taxes like their younger counterparts are. And so, therefore, the system has an incentive to take care of younger patients more so than take care of elderly patients. Because if you schedule the younger patients first as far as who needs surgery and such, then those people can get back out and they can, like you say, heal quicker and they can get back out into the world and they can start earning more money to pay taxes with. Whereas if you fix the older person, well, they're just going to get back out and not earn any more money, and then they're going to get sick again, and something else is going to happen to them.
Right.
And so
old people die, unfortunately, and so the system doesn't have the same incentives. The other thing is, remember, France's economy is about the size, a little smaller than California. That's one of our 50 states, and it doesn't address the issue that I brought up earlier, which is that currently the United States is like the cash cow for research and development in the medical industry, whether it's pharmaceuticals or medical equipment. Where are they going to get these? When you have whole nations negotiating with these companies, they just don't have – they have much more negotiating power. The companies can't negotiate against them. They can always raise the prices on Americans. Well, what happens when they can no longer do that? I'm not saying that Americans should be paying the world's health care bill, but that's how it is now. What I think should happen is, in fact, the United States government should get out of health care in the United States, and then maybe we can show people how much cheaper it could be.
Sure could, all the other products and services that are relatively unregulated, like computer parts, for instance.
If you Google the impossible health care solution, you will see what if you took what it costs in 1950 to go to the hospital, give birth, and you extrapolated that out in real dollars, it'd be about $550 today. All the rest of it, it's just paperwork and busy work mm-hmm. the government puts on these hospitals. Sorry to say, that's what it would be.
So to get back to the point that I'd made, Mark, about the fact that, okay, yeah, France does have these private hospitals and private options, which is good because it does give people choice as opposed to forcing them to deal with this monopoly provider known as the government. That's good, but it still hurts the poor. I mean, okay, great. I'm glad that the government is essentially giving vouchers, right? I mean, isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Right, kind of equivalent to the school voucher. Okay, you send your kids to the private school. In some states or in some areas, there's a government program that will essentially cut you this voucher in order to do that. And that's good, but it still doesn't really mean that the average poor person can still afford to send their kid to a private school. Poor people aren't paying that as much in taxes as rich people are, and so therefore they don't have a lot into the system in order to get back. I suppose they could be subsidized by the rich people, but why would the system want to send those folks into the private system? They can't afford likely to pay that bill on their own, and the system isn't going to pay the bill 100%. So they're still disincentivized from using the private care. Poor people who don't have the money to buy the private care on their own are still disincentivized because even with the government's assistance, it's not very likely that they can still foot the 20% or the 30% of that private health care bill, because when you don't have a free market in whatever, whether we're talking about healthcare or education, when you don't have a free market, when you do have this government monopoly provider out there, it really skews the marketplace. It makes it so that people are likely to go with the government option because it's perceived of as free, and so therefore there is a lot less demand in the marketplace for those market private care services. And because there's not much demand, there's not a whole lot of, you know, there's not going to be a lot of supply as a result. There's not going to be a lot of competition to bring prices down and innovation. So it's likely that those private services are very, very expensive in the same way that a number of private schools, you know, are very, very expensive.
Did you hear the tax number that he was talking about? He
said 1,700 euros per month for
that's
the
what he said. It was a phenomenal.
Tax.
I'm wondering whether or not that was annual. I don't know.
He said it was per month, if I'm recalling correctly.
That's what he said.
And that was just the social tax. Then there's also another, income tax of some sort on top of that. So your experience.
Yeah, if you think the government's good at handling things, you know, I think that people should, you know, by all means, let the government handle health care for people who want it. But I don't want to participate.
Right, that's right. My real problem, and I asked the caller, you know, would I have the freedom to, since you're talking about choice, would I have the freedom to choose not to participate?
Right, and that's what the government
is. Of course not.
The government's an agency that will, you know, taser you, steal your house, or throw you in jail if you say no thank you.
Yeah, I don't want your services. So, and I don't appreciate being forced into them. Let's talk to Megan, listening from Canada, where they do have nationalized health care. Megan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Good, good. I just wanted to say I'm a long-time listener, and I wanted to talk about healthcare, of course.
Please.
And one of the things I wanted to talk about is my mother was the administrator to the small town clinic where I'm from. It's a very, very small town. And when I grew up, when I had a problem, I could go see the doctor whenever I wanted, like not right away, but within a few hours because there was only one doctor and stuff. When I moved to the big city and I didn't have that kind of leeway because my mother could schedule or call the doctor anytime, I learned a very valuable lesson on how healthcare works in Canada, which is slow.
Tell us.
Very well, it's just slow. You can't for example, if you have a normal family doctor and he can't schedule you in and it's an emergency but you're not too sure how badly of an emergency is, you have to and you want to go to a clinic or a hospital, your family doctor gets fined and they're just very upset about that because you didn't go see them, but they want you to wait a week because they can't schedule you in.
That's Megan, can you stick with us and tell us more of your experiences?
Yep.
Hang on. More with Megan here in a moment at 800-259-9231. One important question I have here, and I'm pretty sure I already know, but Megan will know for sure, is I don't believe they have private options in Canada. I think they've been trying to get them, but I think that it's all nationalized. Like, there are no private choices like there are in France, apparently. More coming up at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got things like our mobile site. You've got a smartphone. You want to get quick access to our live streams and podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. And since we're talking about healthcare, Mark.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about how the United States people in the United States have to bear the brunt of the world's healthcare costs because, well, most of the other westernized industrial nations out there, they already have some kind of socialized healthcare system. So if you want to avoid that, you can go to meds.freetalklive.com because we've teamed up with Discount Prescription Services in order to get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. They go to pharmacies around the world, whether it's New Zealand, Canada, and I believe they got them in India too. Discount Prescription Services, they'll talk to you about your prescriptions. They'll tell you what you need to do, and their customer service is excellent. They do all kinds of testing in order to make sure that their medications aren't counterfeits and you're getting the best quality you can. Go to meds.freetalklive.com, whether it's for your heart medication or your Viagra, your Cialis prescription, even your birth control prescription, or perhaps some kind of antidepressant meds. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, as we continue here, Megan is with us listening in Canada. Megan, was I correct about my supposition regarding Canadian healthcare?
Well, I would say in somewhat correct and somewhat incorrect. I actually work in the private medical insurance company here. And some of the things we cover are drugs, paramedicals such as chiropractors and naturopaths, ambulance fees.
But as far as doctors, are there any private doctors in Canada?
I would say yes.
Really?
Yes. For example, you can go see a naturopath, but they can also be an MD at the same time. So they can prescribe you any kind of medication that you want. And you're going to be paying top dollar for that, and that's a way to get around it because I see receipts for that all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Huh, because I remember reading a story, and maybe have they changed the rules at all recently, or has that just always been a workaround?
Because it sounds like a workaround.
Yeah, because I remember reading a story where there are some doctors that just can't stand this national health care system, and they would like to offer private services to patients, but they're just prohibited from doing so. You're saying if you're a naturopath, then you can kind of get away with it?
Sometimes, yeah, you can, but there are lots of workarounds. Like I said, a lot of things you have to pay for, and that's the biggest problem I find with the healthcare that we have. Because as you're young, you think you're invincible, something might happen to you, and then at the end of the day, they put you a bill for thousands of dollars, and you say, but I thought OHIP, or I thought whichever insurance company that deals like the provincial insurance was going to cover this, and it just doesn't.
And then, so what you're saying, there are situations in which people get a bill after they expected that it was going to be covered free, so-called, by this government healthcare system?
Exactly.
How does that happen? What occurs?
Well, I mean, like, the hospital is not free. So if you go to a hospital and you stay overnight, that's going to cost you money.
Really?
Yes. And
wow. What good is the healthcare system if it doesn't cover the hospital stay?
Well, I mean, it covers the doctor's visit. The doctor doesn't, yeah. And so there's little things like that you kind of have to work within the industry, know on someone that works within the industry, or go through it yourself before you realize it might cost money. Maybe not for the destitute people who are on welfare, but for people who are actually making a few dollars, they might be footed with a bill at the end of their stay, and they don't realize it.
Surprise, surprise. So, like, as you're being brought up, we've talked to people from Canada before, and they've told us that when you're going to a school, the government school there in Canada, they really pimp the fact that they have this government-run healthcare system, and they talk about how great it is to be in Canada, you know, as a result of that. Did you have that experience when you were growing up?
Yes. Of course.
The biggest thing is that's
the funny, most ironic thing is that I used to work for federal employees, and they would send in private insurance bills from for medical doctors.
You mean kind of like how government school teachers here in the United States will send their kids to private school because they know better?
Yes.
Than to send them to the government school. So what exactly happened to you? You had said that you'd grown up in a small town where your mom was tied in for her job with the National Healthcare Service, and that you were always able to be seen because of the connections in the small town. It was a little bit easier for you. But then when you went to the big city, things kind of came crashing in on you as far as your realization as to why this doesn't work. What was your story?
Well, like reasonable things, like you would expect to go see if a cold is lasting more than a week and it's really bad, you might think, you know, it might be something worse. Then you might want to go and consider seeing a doctor within the next week. And in the city, you might be looking at 3 months or 3 weeks more than after you make your phone call for your appointment.
Now, is this just to clarify, this is 3 weeks to 3 months to see the general practitioner?
Yeah, sometimes about three weeks to go
because
see the general
see
practitioner because you have a cold and they're so packed with patients.
Now if you have something that is not a cold, maybe something a little more unclear, you don't know what it is, then the way it works is you have to go see the general practitioner, which, as you say, could be a 3 weeks to 3 month wait, and then the general practitioner has to look at you and decide whether to refer you to a specialist. And at that point, you then have to get in touch with the specialist and then get an appointment scheduled with that person and wait until you can see the specialist. Is that typically how it works?
Yeah, that's typically how it works. But you can go to the emergency, but if it turns out what you had is not an emergency, your doctor gets fined, and they kind of verbally just tell you and make you feel guilty that you didn't come and see them instead of waiting. You know, sometimes it's less than 3 weeks, but usually it's a good, you know, at least a good week before they can schedule you in.
They hold the doctors responsible for the actions of their patients?
Bizarre.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Yeah. Just one thing that I was wondering if you guys would know or look into is that during this new government shutdown that they had to install, and or they almost did in the States, they probably made some concessions on how much spending they were going to do to R&D for the national healthcare that they have there in the States. They were going to spend, $30 million just for the NIH, for the R&D? Basically, I was reading an article, and the scientists and everyone are really happy with the funding that they've gotten, but I guess that would be the first place that they'd cut. since...
Well, and, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the government doesn't need to be doing R&D. The government misplaces resources left and right. It doesn't have the incentives it needs to allocate resources and money effectively.
It's my understanding that nobody even knows what the budget is at this point. They just have this kind of muddy idea.
Hey, Megan, thank you for your call on the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's always interesting to hear from people who are in these countries with these systems, because they're not all the same, even though they have, you know, France has a system and Canada has a system. There are differences.
Here in the United States,
them.
We tend to lump them all together and say, they've got socialized health care.
Right.
But we have socialized health care.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yet you don't want governments allocating funds to research things. I know the politicians will, you know, pound the pulpit about how they want to help cancer patients and AIDS patients, and I think that's fine. I mean, it's fine to want to help those folks, but let's let people do it on their own. Let's let each individual decide which organizations to assist, because maybe I don't trust the American Lung Cancer Society. You know, maybe I've heard things about them that make me not want to put money into their pockets. Maybe I'd prefer to put my money into the pockets of, you know, St. Jude's Children's Hospital or something like that.
I have yet to find the government program that works as efficiently as the marketplace. I have yet to find the government program that works as half as efficiently as the marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the main reasons why the government should not be in charge of healthcare, because it's just going to destroy opportunities and kill innovation. And it's sad that people don't realize this. They just think that the healthcare is like insulated, that, oh, it doesn't matter who's paying for it. It doesn't matter what the organization of the, you know, the funding is. All that matters is that we have it. And what matters is having freedom in healthcare, the ability to choose. Because you can choose means that you can choose one agency over another, one insurance company over another, one hospital over another, one doctor over another, and that those agencies and individuals are competing for your dollars.
Right.
That's a huge factor.
Competition is what breeds innovation. It's what makes companies more efficient. If there's no competition, why do we have laws against monopolies? Why do we have laws against monopolies enforced by a monopoly?
Well, why would anybody want their health care to be provided by a monopoly? I mean, most people that would be in favor of government-run health care, when you ask them the question, are you in favor of monopolies? If you don't ask anything else about health care before you ask that question, that person will probably say, well, I don't support monopolies. Well, wait a minute. You do, because you support the government monopoly.
They like monopolies that rob other people in order to pay for their own health care.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, Hour 2 next.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. Yeah. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50-plus advantage has both Ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.